It's Atomicast. Call us at 832-819-DUMP. That's 832-819-3867. Or email us atomicast1@gmail.com.
How does it feel for you to be an established internet artist, Fred?
I don't consider myself an artist. I just consider myself somebody who goes out there and says, fuck him right in the pussy.
Hey, what's that you got on your face?
Huh? Blah, blah, blah!
See how that works?
Hello there, Mr. Timothy.
What's up, Shay?
Oh, not much, you know.
Welcome, everybody, to Atomicast. I'm Tim.
I am Shay.
This is our first episode on Rock and Comedy Radio, so
yeah.
We had a little bit of a hiccup if you're listening to us there.
Sorry. A few minutes behind here, but we got it going, so now we know what to do in the future, so we should be all good in the hood.
I hope so.
Sir.
I guess 5 minutes late, that's not so bad.
No.
Our first episode, ironing out the kinks and whatever the saying is.
Dude, we're fucking professionals.
You know what I'm into lately, Shay?
What?
Right at the top of the show, just a lot of cliches.
Oh.
Cobwebs. Ironing out kinks and shit like that.
Just you haven't.
Drop some cliches at the top of the show.
You're like an old person because you are.
It's true.
Because you're old.
Yeah. Shay, how do they get in touch with the show?
You can email us at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Social media stuff, atomicast.com. Classic episodes. Radio.
All there.
Radio.atomicast.com.
You can find us everywhere.
We are just a virus. Just a fucking virus across the internet.
Yeah, we're like an STD that doesn't burn as bad.
Right.
When you pee.
So we just did an episode a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that is totally okay. I have nothing that's happened in the last couple days since the last episode.
Stuff has happened.
Not a thing.
Stuff has happened.
What's happened?
How's your penis?
Good. It's always good.
Is it different than it was a few days ago?
No.
Is it less red today? Because I know on Saturday it was kind of weird looking.
It's the same red.
Okay.
Same weird looking.
All right. Well.
It's been pretty consistently weird looking since the teenage years.
Well, I went to the doctor the other day and got tested, so I'll let you know how your penis is.
Okay. Thanks.
Because I'm sure I will have it.
What are we doing?
In my butt. In my butt.
Yeah, I hear you. So do you want to just dive right into what we're drinking? How do you want this to play out?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Tim, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking your big fucking gallon jug that you brought of Maker's Mark.
Is it a gallon?
I don't know. It looks like it, dude.
1.75 liters.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of Maker's Mark.
Yeah, and I have another full bottle of that exact thing at home.
It's huge. It's like a novelty size. It's a gigantic fucking bottle of whiskey.
It's Costco size.
Yeah.
That's what that is. It's Costco size Maker's Mark.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's just Maker's, you know.
Yeah,
it's always Maker's good. You buy everywhere.
You know, I tried drinking, so we made the Poor Man's Pappy a while ago.
Yeah.
I still had some left.
Yeah.
I tried drinking some the other day, and I don't know if it's just me just not really feeling the alcohol lately, other than Bud Light.
Yeah.
Which is pathetic, but, like, it just wasn't hitting me well.
Huh.
I was just kind of like, it doesn't even taste good, because it was sitting there for probably 3 months.
Yeah.
And it just...
should have been delicious. Aged.
It should have been. It should have been. But it just wasn't all that great.
Huh.
It was kind of a disappointment because I was really hoping to get a little buzzed on it. And I got about halfway through a glass and I was like, I don't really want to drink this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things.
Disappointment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to do something better than Bud Light. No.
This goes down so. Yeah.
It goes down too easy. That's sort of the point. It's like water. It has to be a little challenging to be delicious.
I know. I have four bottles behind me. I think I have one in your garbage can inside.
Yeah.
And I'm buzzing.
I'm on my second glass of Delicious Makers.
Delicious Makers Mark.
So good.
Yeah, you drink all the what was that Colorado thing?
Yeah, the
what was that called?
Tin cup.
Tin cup. Yeah, that thing's all gone.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of imbibed a little too much on the last episode. When was that, Saturday?
Yeah, just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It happens.
We're young. I am. I can drink.
Right.
I don't have a family. I can get drunk and drive home. Whatever.
Yeah. So speaking of feedback, I would like to touch on that.
Okay.
We gave you the contact information. If you want to take advantage of that, you can. We had somebody listen to our episode, last episode, and then do a review of it on YouTube.
Yeah. So
you want to play that?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and play the clip.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and be the first person to formally invite Ish, the Atomic Cast, to the DZ Network, Ish, because apparently they're only Ish a part of the DZ Network. Hey, whatever, I'm still going to see your podcast in the feed, so it's all good. Listened to the episode the other day. I never thought there was going to be someone where I would listen to that would make me think that Noah was a saint. Holy crap, guys. Seriously? Keyloggers for your girlfriends? Your ex-girlfriends? Wow. Obviously don't know you guys. I would like to get to know you guys. But even I'm calling a foul on that one. Really? Ugh.
I just like the disgust in his voice at the end.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. Well, it's... The thing about it, Tim, is that, like I told you already, it's something that I guess people that have had girlfriends in the past would understand.
Right.
You know? And if you haven't had one, then you wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
But
the bigger point to me is that I felt disgusted in myself with the keylogging incident.
You did.
Can we play?
You do shit like that as a stupid kid, and then you just don't move on. So yeah. The part that I do feel a little bit of shame about, and not much, but a little bit of shame... In the interim, I still was having trust issues, and I still didn't trust her to stay away from my buddy and stuff like that. So right. I did put a keylogger on her computer, and then for months after we broke up, it would email me weekly reports of shit that she was still typing.
Yeah.
And after a while, I did start feeling guilty about that. I was just like, we're not together anymore, and I'm still receiving these emails of shit that you're doing on your computer, on your own personal computer.
Right.
That made me feel a little dirty. After a while, it was just my heart would sink when I'd see one coming. I was like, oh, God.
See that, Shay? I'm not all bad. I even said that right after I said I installed the keylogger.
It was during the story that you said that you felt bad. And we, you know, I watched this earlier today, and I listened back to what we said about it. And the thing is, you know, we're not advocating that this is something that you should do in a relationship.
Unless your girlfriend's a bitch.
Duh.
Then do it.
Duh. Unless she's a raging thunder cunt, and then just do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's not something that we're advocating for. It's a terrible thing. And you and I didn't even know each other at the time when we were both doing this.
Right.
We're
both evil people independently of each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're just assholes. But we're just both young. Yeah. And we were in terrible relationships.
Yeah.
And I think that the thing is that we did this, and it was awful of us to do. There's no denying that. There's a little justification that's not even really justification. It was just justification at the time, which the bigger picture was, which we even said in the episode, that we were in terrible relationships. And if you need to do that, then that's the wrong relationship for you.
Yeah.
But you know, it's easy to look back on that and judge ourselves, and for other people to judge us for doing that. But at the time, you know, you're in a relationship, you don't know what else to do. You've been with someone for so long, and you stop trusting them. But breaking up isn't the thing. You know, you get desperate. It's an act of desperation, and it's not something that we're proud of.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's...
I'm not ashamed of it anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't give a shit. It was a million years ago.
It is, but, you know, we did that, and that was bad.
Yeah, it was.
But I dare anyone who's actually been in a relationship to, you know, come and say that they haven't done something bad as well. That just happened to be our vice in that, you know?
Well, that was pretty bad.
No, it was bad. We all do bad shit in relationships. Yeah. It's on different levels. Yeah. We're all flying at different altitudes here, dude.
It's not okay. It's not okay that we did it, but that's fine.
It's not. I'm not saying it is.
Move on. Whatever. It's all
and
good.
That's the thing. We deal with it, and we accept that we did that by talking about it and sharing the stories of how we fucked up in the past.
It's funny looking back on it, though, because it was so long ago. It feels like a different person. I would never do that now. And like of it, it's like I even said in the last, it makes me queasy to think about it and just like be reminded of it. It's just this like horrible low part of my life where it's like, oh fuck, I can't believe that was something I did.
You think back about like how unhappy you were at the time.
Yeah.
And there was a reason in your head that made you think that that was the right thing to do.
Well, I can justify it a little bit. We were right, Jay. We were both right.
I know we were.
To me, it's totally justifiable. If you snoop on your girlfriend and you find something, you were justified.
Yeah.
If you snoop on her and find nothing, you're a shithead. Otherwise, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Boom. That was Zach from Tabletop Magi.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so if you want to find him. Yeah, we're also part of the Drunken Zombie Network. Sort of, not really, but sort of.
Ish.
Part of that now.
Ish.
Ish. So, ish. Yeah, listen to them and us on,
ish.
On DrunkenZombie.com.
Ish.
And Rockin' Comedy Radio.
Ish.
Rockin' Comedy Radio. Jeez, what the fuck's wrong with me?
Rockin' Comedy Radio.
Rockin' Comedy Radio. So what's up, Shay? You had a quiz or something, right? Something fun?
Yeah, I got a fun quiz for you. So this is actually, it's a bit recycled. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
So a while back, you did a quiz for me.
I did? What was the quiz?
The television intros.
Oh, yeah. Are you stealing my idea?
I am, but I'm going a little further back to your time period.
50s and 60s?
No, this is actually 70s and 80s.
Okay.
To your actual time period.
the
time you were born in 79.
I was, yes.
You're a 70s baby.
In October of 79, yeah.
This counts for you.
Okay.
Right. So I've counted.
I'm sure I remember a lot of theme songs from the 70s.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you.
3 months old at the oldest.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get 7.
Out of how many?
10, 11, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think you're going to get 7 out of 10, dude.
Okay, all right.
That's my goal for you.
All right.
If this were me, I'd get 0.
Okay.
I'd get 1.
Yeah.
I would get 1, all but right. I'm an idiot.
Let's jump in.
I'm retarded. all right, so I'm just going to go ahead and do this.
Let's do it.
I'll throw you an easy one.
Do it. Yeah, please.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
We've been waiting for you. Three's Company?
Yep.
Yes. Three's Company 2.
Yep. I tried to pick little bits that didn't say the name of the show.
Okay.
All right, next one.
All right.
So there's one. That's a ping. There you go. Second one.
Love Boat. Was that it? Holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Love Boat.
I haven't either.
The Love Boat. It's one of those, like, there's some songs like that have just transcended the actual intro. Now they're just a part of pop culture.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, I think, one of them. I couldn't tell you one character on the show, but I can at least sing the Love Boat intro.
Yeah. So here's another one I think you're going to get.
Okay.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. A bean don't burn on the grill.
It's the Jeffersons?
It is.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
I'm moving on up.
Yep, moving on up.
To the east side.
Dude, I swear to God, I listened to
the
intro.
To a deluxe apartment.
That might be the only fucking line in the song
in
where
the
bitch doesn't say, moving on up to the east side. That's like the
Jesus,
only part.
You're maxing out our shit over here, dude.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
I think you're going to burst somebody's eardrums out there.
No, sorry. I'll back away next time.
Yeah. Chill out, dude. Just relax.
Sorry.
You're all hyped up. You're all fucking into the mic, dude.
I am, dude. I'm excited. All right, here we go.
Oh, Home Improvement. That one was my time, dude. I remember that. That was a big show. JTT?
Yep.
Yeah, fucking A, dude.
Tim Allen, the cokehead?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one, that's not from the 70s and 80s. Some of these aren't because there were just a lot of they had so many shows in the 70s and 80s that you just, nobody listening has ever heard of.
Yeah.
This is one that was from, like, the 70s.
Okay.
So, good luck.
Streaks on the china, never mattered before. Who cares when you drop kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared, but
I need more.
I'll play it again.
No, I need more. I need you to play more of it.
Streaks on the
That's
china,
not gonna help me.
Never mattered before.
It's kind of a catchy beat, though.
Who cares when you drop kicked your jacket as you came through the door. No one's there. But
oh Jesus, this is gonna kill me when you tell me. I don't think I'm gonna get it.
This is one I didn't think you were gonna get.
All right, what is it?
Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, I should have gotten that one though. Really.
I didn't think you were going to. I've never heard of the fucking show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
That's a pretty good show.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that show. That wasn't 70s. That was 80s. That had to be 80s.
You're so old.
That had to be early to mid 80s.
God.
Mr. Belvedere.
I can't imagine what your balls look like.
Pretty good. They look pretty good.
Oh, they're wrinkly.
Jesus, this has to be the world's most boring show. Is it a soap opera or something? We never thought of finding a place where we belong. I have no idea. It's not going to help. I have no idea. It's got to be a show for chicks because it was a chick singer.
Well, people listening might be able to play along with this.
Oh, good point.
We never thought of finding a place where we belong.
I have no idea.
21 Jump Street.
Oh.
So there's one wrong. Two wrong.
Yeah, never really watched that show.
Two wrong.
Okay.
All right, so there's two. You got one more to get wrong. Otherwise, I'm going to be really disappointed.
I don't care.
All right.
I don't care how disappointed you are.
Here's another one.
Okay. Is there singing in this one?
No.
I have no idea.
Really?
Not a clue.
This is one that you should absolutely get.
Fame. No, I have no idea.
Okay, I thought you'd get that one.
What is it?
The Cosby Show.
That had to be one of the obscure ones. Didn't he have a couple of different intros?
No idea.
I'm sure he did. That one doesn't sound familiar to me. I'm sure that there was other intros.
Oh, I don't know. This is the one that I found.
Okay. I'm sure there was other intros. Yeah. You fucked that one up. You fucked me on that one, Shay.
Meh.
You fucked me.
Sucks for you.
Doogie Howser, MD. Yeah.
Yep.
This show was forbidden when I was a child.
Why?
I don't know. My parents thought it was too adult for me or something, even though it was about a child.
I'm 5 years younger than you, and I used to watch this.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it.
That's so weird.
I don't know. It's weird, right?
I think I would watch this every week with my parents. This and The Wonder Years.
Oh, The Wonder Years. That was a good show. Yeah, we used to watch that. And Quantum Leap.
I never watched that. I've seen like a couple episodes.
It's so good.
It's just not one that I watched when I was three and you were eight.
That was a good... I like that theme song, though.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, very 80s.
All right. We got two more for you.
Okay.
Coming at you. Yeah.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yes.
Rockapella? Is that the name of the...
I don't know. I don't know the name.
Yeah, it was like Rockapella, I think. I think that was the name of the band that did it. Yeah.
Okay, so that is actually one I thought you were going to get wrong.
Really?
Yes. I thought you'd get the Cosby Show... And I thought you'd get Carmen Sandiego wrong.
Oh, well, how about that?
Good job.
Thanks. Thank you.
That gets me applause.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Is that low voice guy?
Yeah. Dude, I used to watch this show every day after school.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
It's a good show. PBS.
All right, last one, which I think you're going to get.
Full House. Yeah.
That is correct.
Doobity dop bow dow.
All right, so you got one.
I got
two,
7 out of 10, dude.
Three.
Yeah, 7 out of 10.
See, you did exactly what I see. Yeah. I'm fucking psychic over here, man.
Way better than you
I'm
with these fucking
psychic over here.
Way better than you with these quizzes, dude.
Duh. God, I'm the worst at these fucking things. I can't think on my feet like you can.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I got good feetsies.
You got webbed feet like a fucking duck.
It's just not true. All right, what's next on the agenda here? We plowed through that quiz. The quizzes go fast when you don't have to play the clip four times in a row, like for you.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Tim, what? I'm much dumber than you.
That's true. That's a
I'm
true
much,
statement.
Much dumber than you are. We know this.
Yeah. It's a true statement. So do you have something? We got a song break in 10 minutes. I can do my mysteries, my Atomicast mysteries.
Yeah, dude, let's jump in your mystery. All I right. think that'll be a fun thing.
It's going to be a new segment. Atomicast mysteries. I have a theme song and everything, dude.
What?
This is a high-class production value, kid.
Well, stop talking so we can hear it.
Well, the problem is if I get into my Evernote, it's going to turn this off. That's a bummer for me. Let me get a note on my phone. So here's what we're going to do.
Yep.
I'm ripping this off from not only our Horror Junk episode of Atomicast, where we went over a bunch of unsolved mysteries.
Right.
But also another very popular podcast called Serial, which takes like which took one mystery and spread it out over 12 hour-long episodes. We're not going to be that accomplished about it, but I am gonna cover one unsolved mystery.
Okay.
Over the course of 3 episodes. So this is a creepy missing persons case that I thought was really interesting. So tonight we're just going to go over the...
I'm ready!
Jesus Christ. The prep work of how she disappeared. Next week we'll go over the investigation. And then the third week we'll go over theories as to what could have happened to Miss Maura Murray. Have you heard of Maura Murray?
I see dead people.
That's going to creep me out.
No. Okay. Is this like a Nightmare on Elm Street song?
No, this is from Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be really bad at guessing theme song quizzes if you couldn't get Unsolved Mysteries.
I was. Come on now.
That's true. Okay, so this happens a little over 10 years ago in November of 2003. Maura Murray, 3 months before her disappearance in November, Maura was questioned by police regarding credit card fraud because she had used a discarded... Stop playing shit. You're distracting me. Stop doing that. She'd used a discarded credit card number to buy pizza, $80 worth of pizza.
Yikes.
Yeah. She didn't really get in a lot of trouble. The charge was dismissed after 3 months of good behavior. So keep that in mind a little bit. That was November of 2003. In February of 2004, February 5th to be exact, around 1 a.m., Maura was working at her campus job and she just started breaking down in tears, just crying uncontrollably, couldn't be consoled. Her supervisor escorted her back to her dorm room at about 1:20 a.m. Maura did not share the reason for the breakdown with anybody, as far as they're concerned. A couple days later, on Saturday, February 7th, Maura's father, Fred, arrived to see her. That afternoon, they went shopping for a used car for her. Later in the day, Maura borrowed his Toyota Corolla and returned to campus for a party with a friend. At 2:30 a.m., she left the party and drove the Corolla back to the motel. At 3:30 a.m., she got in a car accident. A single car accident. She struck a guardrail, probably drunk, almost certainly drunk.
Mm-hmm.
The police questioned her, but didn't file charges. She was driven back to her father's motel and stayed there for the rest of the night. At around 5 a.m., she called to discuss the situation with her boyfriend in Oklahoma. Oh, sorry, kid. What are you doing? Okay. So, Saturday morning, Fred rented a car, dropped off Maura at the university, and departed for Connecticut. At 11:30 p.m. that evening, Fred phoned Maura, reminding her to obtain the forms pertaining to the accident on Monday. So, we're now Monday, February 9th.
Okay.
That was the events leading up to her disappearance. A few hours later, at around midnight, shortly after speaking with her father, Maura used her personal computer to search MapQuest for directions to Vermont. Two places in Vermont, Berkshires and Burlington. At 1 p.m., Maura emailed her boyfriend and said, "I got your messages, but honestly, I don't feel like talking to anyone. I promise to call you today, though." At 1 p.m., she also made a phone call to inquire about renting a condominium in New Hampshire. Telephone records indicate that the call lasted 3 minutes, but she did not end up renting that condo. 1:24, just a few minutes later, she emailed a work supervisor at the nursing school that she would be out of town for a week due to death in her family. There was, however, no death in her family.
Ooh.
That's right. 2:05, she called a number which provides pre-recorded information about booking hotels in Vermont. 2:18, she telephoned her boyfriend and left a voice message promising that they would talk later. The call lasted only 1 minute. In her car, she packed clothing, toiletries, and college textbooks. Her room was searched later. Campus police discovered that most of her belongings were packed away in boxes, art removed from the walls. It was disputed as to whether or not she packed them that day or if they were just packed, you know, from when she moved in and she never bothered unpacking them.
Right.
3:40 p.m. She withdrew $280 from an ATM. She was alone when she did that. She used $40 of that $280 to buy liquor. She was also alone when she bought the liquor. Closed circuit TV confirms those things.
What about the car?
What about the car?
There's nobody in the car?
No.
Okay. Just her.
Just her.
Okay.
At some point, she also went to the DMV and got the accident report forms that she promised her dad that she would get. She left Amherst at around 4:37 p.m., the last recorded use of her cell phone. To date, there is no indication that she had ever informed anyone of her destination or evidence that she had even chosen a destination. A couple hours later, 7 o'clock in New Hampshire, a resident heard a loud thump outside of her house. This is where it gets important, so you got to keep these times in mind. That was 7 p.m. She heard a thump outside of her house. Through her window, she could see a black Saturn sedan up against the snowbank along Route 112.
How do we know that?
This neighbor saw it.
Okay.
The car pointed west, but it was in the eastbound side of the road. She telephoned the sheriff's department at 7:27 p.m. to report the accident. At about the same time, she saw another neighbor stopped at the Saturn and talking to Maura. So that was 7:27. This lady saw...
24 minutes later.
Yeah. Okay. Saw Maura and a neighbor talking.
Okay.
That neighbor, a school bus driver returning home, noticed the young woman was not bleeding, but she was cold and shivering. He offered to telephone for help. She asked him not to call, and in one report says pleaded not to call. So like was begging this guy, don't call the police.
Okay.
Said that she had called the AAA, but she hadn't. AAA has no such record of any call, and there was no outgoing calls on her cell phone. Knowing that there was no cell phone reception in the area, the bus driver, with good intentions, continued home, phoned the police. That was at 7:43 p.m. So it was confirmed at 7:27 that those two were together.
Yes.
He called the police at 7:43. Mm-hmm. Police showed up at 7:46. Maura, totally gone.
Okay.
So this was 19 minutes later. She's never been seen again. So within that 19 minutes, she's just totally disappeared off the face of the planet. It needed two, dude. Okay, three. It needed three. That's such a big deal. So yeah, no one was inside or around the car, but the car's windshield was cracked from the accident, and the driver's side airbag airbags had deployed. The car was locked. There was red stains all over because the box of wine that she'd bought had exploded, apparently, in the car.
That's why she got out. It was full of wine. It was all dirty.
Most everything was still in the car, but what was missing was her debit card, credit cards, and cell phone, none of which have been located or used since her disappearance.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it?
Yeah, because why? Yeah.
So, around 8 to 8:30, a contractor returning home saw a young person moving quickly on foot eastbound on Route 112, about 4 to 5 miles east of where Mora's vehicle was discovered. He noted that the young person was wearing jeans, a dark coat, and a light-colored hood. None of that matters. He did not report that to police immediately because he was kind of confused about the dates that it happened, but later his records as to like what he'd been doing that day confirmed that that was almost certainly Maura Murray. Just before 8 o'clock, emergency medical services and the fire truck arrived to remove the cars from the scenes. By 9 o'clock, they'd been removed, and about 9:30, the officer left the scene. A rag believed to have been part of Maura's emergency roadside kit was discovered stuffed into the Saturn's muffler pipe. Which is sort of neither here nor there, but is really bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Who would shove a pipe up there? Or who would shove a fucking, you know, whatever, rag up there? And authorities would only refer to Maura as a missing person after the next day, so almost 24 hours later.
Right. Yeah, because then you have to be missing for 24 hours before they actually declare you missing.
Yeah, especially when you're an adult. You know, this lady was not a child or anything.
Yeah, you could just go.
Grown adult.
No Amber Alerts then.
Well, I think there was an Amber Alert, but not for her. She's not a child. She's a fucking grown-ass adult.
Fucking point, man. Jesus, listen.
No.
You fucking
I don't
douche.
Have to listen to you. So she's never been seen or heard of again. There's been... Well, I guess we'll get into the investigation next week. But she's never been seen or heard of
again. And what year was that in? I'm sorry.
2004.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird, right? That it's like semi-recently. You'd think that technology would be evolved to the point that they could... track her down.
You know, there was this Reddit thread that I just read earlier today, actually, that was like, I believe the question was, you have 1 hour to get your things together.
I saw the thread. And I didn't disappear. Read it. Yeah, I didn't read it.
And then every single person on the planet will be looking for you.
Right.
What would you do? And there are all these really...
Canada.
The it's Arctic
always
Circle.
Always my answer.
Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the counterpoints really made me think, like, we have all this technology... They can easily track everybody's movement at all times.
Right.
Why don't they do it in shit like this? You know, shit where people go missing.
Right.
Direct some of those fucking satellites that are already over your head to track people's movements.
Yeah. Well, you know? It's easier now because you carry cell phones that have GPS and shit. That was something that 10 years ago they didn't have. But we'll get into the investigation later. Maybe they did use some of those techniques, Shay. Maybe. Maybe they did.
Wow.
Maybe they used helicopters with thermal imaging.
But, you know...
cadaver dogs. Maybe. I'm just saying maybe.
Maybe, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Next week.
We'll get into next it
next week.
Next
week on Atomicast Mystery.
Dun, dun, dun.
Actually, probably not next week because I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, so you have to wait 2 whole weeks. Don't look it up because it'll ruin the fucking story.
Exactly.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Exactly, Cheesehead. Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. So we're half hour in. Time for a song break?
It is time for a song break.
So what do we got?
We are going to go, the band is called The Animal and Me, and this is another Kesha cover.
Okay.
And it is Die Young.
Let's hear it.
Hey there, everybody.
Welcome back to the Atomicast podcast. I'm Tim.
I am Shay.
If they want to get in touch with the show, Shay, how would one get in touch with the Atomicast?
You can email Atomicast at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media stuff. Atomicast.com.
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
So, Shay, why would people want to contact us, though? Give me one good reason why people would want to give us shit and contact us.
Probably to give us a hard time about the things that we talk about.
Yeah, tell us what horrible people we are.
Yeah.
For things that we did almost 10 years ago in our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do.
Apparently that's why people would talk about us.
What's another reason?
They might want advice or something like that.
Yeah, some advice lessons on how to be a horrible people to your...
Yes.
Mistreat your ex-girlfriends and ex-girlfriends, I guess.
Yeah.
And in your case, ex-wife.
Yeah.
So I have some advice questions here. So people can get a sampling of how horrible we are at all giving advice.
Let's hear it. Let's talk about how bad we are.
I hope this derails into more conversations about horrible things that we've done in our past.
I'm sure it will. It usually does.
Okay. I picked this one for you, Shay, because I think that this applies to you more than me.
Oh, Christ.
I know that I've had this problem for a very long time. Sometimes.
Erectile dysfunction.
No. Sometimes.
Whoops.
Just can't seem to cool down, and I get very angry very easily. At times, every little thing just ticks me off, making me very, very angry. So angry that I am capable of harming people. However, I have been trying to control my anger, but when I do, I feel a tightness around my chest and heart and feeling faint, too. There are so many times I wished I could just kill whoever it was who irritated me. When I get angry, it doesn't really matter who you are. I just know that I'm capable of violence, but I cannot do this to other people, so I inflict violence upon myself. So what should I do? Honestly, I think it's affecting my life in a serious way. I don't want anyone to think that I'm crazy. I really want to stop being angry so easily. How should I go about it? I've tried almost everything already! Exclamation point. From Yvonne. That was a surprise, right? Yvonne, a 24-year-old woman in Singapore. Help Yvonne, Shay. Can you help Yvonne?
You either think I'm homicidal or suicidal, if that's directed towards me.
I think that you have anger issues sometimes. Do you sometimes have anger issues, Shay?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Yeah. How do you keep a lid on those anger issues?
You know, it used to be a lot harder for me.
Yeah. When you were younger, like 24?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you were a 24-year-old woman from Singapore?
Yeah.
Shit, dude, I'd be angry if I was from Singapore, too.
Yeah, because she was probably sold into sex slavery when she was like 10.
That's all I know about Singapore is it's just full of sex slaves.
Yeah, exactly.
It's men and sex slaves.
And is it Singapore? No, it's Thailand. Is Thailand near Singapore? Or is that the same country?
I don't. Dude, what the fuck do I know? I went to art school.
I know, you're dumb.
I'm totally dumb.
Because Yvonne could very easily be a boy, too.
24-year-old woman from Singapore.
Yeah, but...
I've said that more than once.
I know, but over there in Asia, some of the girls are actually boys. They just duct tape. They duct tape to the butthole.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm saying that. Jesus Christ. Keep up, man. Keep the fuck up.
Can't keep up with your nonsense.
Yeah, no, my anger problems usually just involve me sitting there with my fucking blood boiling. I've never wanted to actually hurt anybody. I have punched shit and kicked shit.
Right.
And sometimes, like, as recent as like a year or two ago, you know, I remember like just beating the shit out of a pillow.
Really? A year or two ago?
Yeah. I forget what it was, but it was really early in the morning. I just got very, very angry.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you wake up and... like you'll be up early in the morning and just everything is fucking going wrong. Like you stub your toe, you drop your bag, you blah, blah, blah.
I've been there.
Yeah, stupid shit happens. So I remember beating the shit out of a pillow because I redirected my anger.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that I did. Now when I get angry, I just take a minute, probably take it 2 seconds.
Yeah.
A good 2 seconds to think about what I'm angry about.
Mm-hmm.
And try to just calm myself down. And, you know, like, good example, my dog, if he barks in the middle of the night, because I live in an apartment building and people come and go at all times of the night, if he starts barking, I remember there was one night a while back, which I still fucking feel terrible about. It was like 3 a.m. and I was sleeping on the couch and he started barking and I was basically still asleep and I got up and I just like, I spanked him right on the butt.
Spanked the dog.
Right on the butt.
Yeah.
And like, I don't hit my dog. So when I do, like, he's like, what the fuck? And like, he gets really scared. And then I laid back down.
Did you know we're going to get hate mail now from people that say you're an animal abuser?
Yeah, I know. And,
horrible person.
I know. No, seriously. But I fucking feel terrible about that. And it was the wrong thing of me to do. That's very true. And, I woke up the next morning and I was like, why was I upset about that? He's a dog. Dogs bark. But that's something little that would set me off.
Yeah.
Now, and since then, like now when he barks, I look at him and I put my fingers up and I'm like, stop. Yeah. And like, sometimes he keeps barking and I just fucking stare at him and like I get closer to him.
And then you spank him again.
No, I have never hit him since. And I won't again because I feel fucking terrible.
About animal spanker.
Him. Never again.
Shay the animal spanker.
But like, I think about how to, because even that will make me angry when he starts doing that. I'm like, stop it. But like, I'll just channel it in a different way.
Yeah.
Harming other people, go talk to a fucking psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Or a therapist, because you need to find some way to outlet that anger.
I think that that's number one. Find a therapist. If it's really that big of a deal that you're thinking about killing people and harming people, you need to talk to a professional.
And if you're thinking about killing other people and then killing yourself, just kill yourself.
Yeah, I guess do it in the opposite order.
Yeah, and just be done. Anybody else. Make it easy.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, it'll make them.
Good advice, Jay. Kill yourself before you kill anybody else. Good advice.
I stand behind that. I'm not.
Yeah. I think part of it though, too, and tell me if you agree with this, if they're just normal anger issues, and I think I've had some, I'm a pretty chill dude, but I've had some anger issues. They've totally gone away as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
Because you just die inside and the things that you used to be passionate about and that used to get angry, you just like, it just all levels out, dude.
Yeah.
My life used to be like peaks and valleys of like, I'd be really super fucking happy and then I'd be like really sad. And now it's just all this fucking same all the time.
I know.
I don't think that's bad about you. I don't think that's depressed. I think it's just sort of like, meh.
You know, when
I'm done with the ups and downs.
When my dad, when I was growing up, my dad was kind of an angry guy.
Yeah.
And he's 60 now. And he's very just chill and mellow.
Yeah.
And just kind of roll, go with the flow.
Yeah.
And it's because he's gotten older, you know, but I mean, up until his, I don't know, upper 40s, he was still kind of an angry dude.
Maybe it's people's timelines are different.
Yeah.
Mine took it about 28 is when I just started being like, yeah, fuck it, dude.
I think your dad's just a very chill guy.
Everybody in my family is just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah. And yeah. I think it has some to do with like your environment growing up and all those things. But I think you just need to work on channeling it and figuring out ways to channel it healthily so that you're not hurting yourself or hurting other people. And if you are going to go kill other people and then kill yourself, just kill yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
That's not the best advice, but
it's whatever.
I'm going to stand behind it.
I like that our advice is, I don't know, man, go see somebody else that knows what they're talking about with this.
Well,
smart.
Well, we're not therapists and that's true. That's who they need to talk to. And I think that is good advice.
We will be able to help this next person.
Okay.
Hello. I was hoping for some advice. I met a guy in college when I was 20 years old. We talked a little bit here and there. I like him a lot, more than just a friend. I can't seem to forget him, even though it has been almost 10 years. Since then, I have dropped out of college. I don't want to be with... No, stop. This is going to get real weird. Just stop it right now.
Go ahead.
It's about to get real weird.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Since then, I have dropped out of college. I don't want to be with anyone else. I'm convinced I'm going to marry him one day, and that he is the love of my life. He is now happily married to another girl. I emailed him in February. He said that he didn't think we should talk because he is married now, and he doesn't even live in this area anymore. What should I do about the situation? Should I try to find someone else? I just love him, though. You got a record screech. Weird, right? There's some fucking weird people in this world.
I think that love is beautiful and she should go for it.
Yeah. It sounds very reasonable and like a very real relationship that she should pursue.
Duh. I mean, marriage is just marriage. It's just like nothing.
Yeah. It's just words, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
No.
It's just a word.
And just because someone else is happy doesn't mean that they wouldn't be happier with you.
Right. And it doesn't mean that you should, you know, not intrude on other people's lives.
I know for a fact that, like, Katy Perry would be happier with me.
Yeah.
And me too. That's why I stalk her. And that's why I'm going to keep stalking her.
Yeah.
Online. I think that this woman is delusional.
Yeah.
Again, she should also go see a fucking therapist. That's not a cop-out answer, though.
It is. It is a cop-out answer, but it's appropriate in this situation. She's clearly got some problems.
She's mental. She's fucking mental.
She's got problems.
I'm going to go back to the British?
90s. Are you British?
No, 90s.
No, that's a British
Wayne's
thing.
World. What, are you mental?
Well, they must have stole it from the Brits.
Probably. We steal everything from the Brits.
Some stuff. The Office, that was a good show from the Brits.
Yeah, dude. There's almost no words for this, because this woman is just so crazy. She is obsessed with the guy. She's infatuated with the idea of this guy, yeah. And she will never be able to move on until she works out how to get over the guy.
Yeah.
She needs to get the fuck over him because she is pathetic, and she needs to move on.
Yeah.
That's all you can fucking do.
The problem with these, like, sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, lost love type
lunatics?
Of situation? No.
Oh.
I can relate to this a slight amount, Shay.
How so?
A slight amount.
Let's hear your story, Timmy.
Because when you sort of, you know, meet somebody and you sort of get in this situation, and 20 years old is a little old for that, but I have somebody from when I was 17.
Nah, 20-year-olds are still like fucking 14. They might as well be, mentally.
I guess I was...
high school glory days.
I, from about age 17 to about age 20, I was trying really hard to date this girl, Missy. Mm-hmm. And it just sort of never worked out.
Did you ever fuck her?
No.
No. Not the one you fucked.
No.
Not the one you fucked in high school.
Not the one I fucked in high school. No. We made out a couple times when we were drunk. And that was as far as it ever. We slept in the same bed a handful of times.
Did you feel her boobs?
Yes, I did do
that. Were they good?
Of course.
Were they big?
Because I was like 19 and she was like 18.
Were they big?
No. But I'm not into that, dude.
19.
That's you. 18.
That's what? Like they're firmer when you're 18?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, are you dumb? Of course they are.
19 to 18.
No, I was 19. She was 18.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was your question?
Are they firmer when you're 18 as opposed to being 19?
Oh, no, I thought you meant 18 as opposed to like now. Like, I'm a fucking old shit.
Oh, no.
My tits were way firmer. Now they're all sloppy tits.
I think I had bigger tits when I was 18 than I do now.
But anyway, so we never dated. It was just one of those
Mine
where we just sort of
fatty,
kept
though.
Shut up. Where we just sort of kept missing each other. Like it was a different,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the times in our lives never lined up. It just never happened.
Yeah.
And so I've like idealized her as like the perfect girl that just sort of the one that got away type of situation.
Because
type
you of knew scenario. Her when you were 19 and she was 18.
Because it was sort of a young love situation and it just never worked out. And it's easy to idealize people when it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Because if we would have dated, she would have pissed me off a lot. Mm-hmm. And then we would have broken up and I would have realized like, well, she's such a bitch for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier to idealize it if it doesn't work out.
Right. I understand that entirely. I've dated girls that... that I really liked. You know, I thought they were great.
Yeah.
The relationship didn't work out for one reason or another. But, you know, and I guess I don't really think about that anymore. But, like, I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, what if that would have worked out? Like,
yeah.
Maybe I should give that another shot type deal. But you think about those ones that didn't.
Yeah.
But you don't think about the ones that, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
You idealize the ones that got away because you know you don't know the reality. It's a grass is always greener type of situation.
Yes. Because
you don't know what it's like over there. And you think it would be beautiful and amazing, but then if you got into it, you'd hate it. And you'd wish that you never done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I sort of get it. I get the fantasy. But yeah, if she's really...
It's just a fantasy.
If she's been so fucking preoccupied about it for 10 years that she can't meet anybody else,
that's
time
pathetic.
To...
Like, that's honestly just pathetic. And it's... The guy should stop responding to her emails.
I don't know. I mean, we only know what's in this little, you know, 6-line thing. But the guy told her not to talk to him anymore. Yeah. I feel like that was appropriate.
Oh, it was. It was very appropriate.
Yeah.
But she's obviously not going to get the hint if she's still convinced that he's the love of her life.
If she's emailing us.
Yeah.
Atomicast.
Seriously.
Atomicast advice.
Yeah, we should get a Facebook for that.
No.
Whatever.
That was the other thing, too. Like, 20 years old. She still had some passion left in her, and so did I at 19. It's gone, but I can look back fondly at the times that I had passion.
You know, it's funny. Like, I feel like I used to be much more open and open with my feelings, I guess. And like, you know, if I liked a girl, I'd just open up entirely.
Yeah.
Now being 30, it's just kind of like I'll tell you what I'm thinking at the moment. I'm not like a big lovey-dovey guy anymore. I feel like I've hardened with age, with my feelings.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Shit just goes away as you get older.
Yeah. It's like I say the things that matter.
Yeah.
And my thoughts that don't matter, I don't say them because they don't matter.
Right.
I don't want to spend...
Give it another couple of years. You won't even have the thoughts anymore. It's just gone.
I believe it.
Yeah. It's amazing too, dude. There's some... So it's a little freeing.
Well, Jane's going to be really upset if she hears that.
What? Why?
That these little tiny feelings that I have now, the thoughts are just going to be completely gone.
Well, she just needs a nut. That's not a reflection on her.
No,
or
it's not.
On you. I think it's just a dude thing.
It's got to be. Because as I've gotten older, I've just been more close. Every year, I swear to God, I look back the year before, I'm just more and more closed off.
But see, is it guarded or is it just that you're not... There's nothing...
I think there's nothing to guard.
That's my thing. Nothing to guard anymore. Yeah.
Why is that?
It's because you just die inside, dude. I'm convinced of this. And I'm not even saying it like in a bad way.
I get it.
Shit just stops mattering.
Yeah.
I remember in high school, I would get like, you know, I had a buddy of mine, Brian, different Brian than the one you know.
Yeah.
And we were talking and...
is it the one that I do know?
It is not.
Of?
I don't know. Probably
Polk?
Not. No.
Okay.
But so we were in high school together. When we were in high school, we would go down to Deja Vu, you know, strip club in Springfield. Yeah. We'd take like these road trips.
I remember Deja
Vu. an hour away.
I got my first lap dance there. Oh, I was
too,
convinced,
dude.
I got crabs.
Do you remember the song?
No. Pour some sugar on me. Yes, I do.
Oh, mine was Intergalactic, the Beastie Boys.
Oh, nice.
And my first thought when the song started, I was like, sweet, this is a really long song.
This is a long song.
I remember that very clearly.
But like, they always cut them down to be like 2.5
good
minutes.
Deal on this. Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were at the strip club, he was talking about like dating a stripper. And I remember thinking like I couldn't fucking imagine dating a stripper.
Yeah.
And how this guy must be a better man than I am because I couldn't. The thought of other men seeing my girlfriend naked was just too much to tolerate.
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking get over that idea. And now I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter to me. Hill could walk in here naked and it wouldn't, and you could stare at her and it wouldn't fucking mean anything to me. It would just sort of be like, eh.
Well, that'd be really awkward for me.
Yeah, but you know, it's like the jealousy thing is gone. I don't really have it anymore.
So could you date a stripper now?
Yeah.
Pretending you're not married?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I still don't think I could.
Really?
Because I think that even though, like, I'm not a jealous person, I still think that that would be hard to trust just because of the VIP room.
Yeah.
And the expectations that guys have in the VIP room.
Well, I guess we need to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like we need to say that we trust our girlfriend to not fuck other dudes in the VIP room or otherwise.
Yeah.
But if I trusted my stripper girlfriend, I wouldn't have a hard time with the other guys looking at her naked.
Yeah. The seeing naked part, that part wouldn't bother me a bit. It's what the guys go there expecting.
Yeah.
And you know that guys go to strip clubs, like, some guys go there expecting
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, especially older guys. And the older guys that are there in strip clubs.
Yeah. But I guess I don't care if other guys are expecting it as long as she's not doing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. There would have to be a lot of trust there.
Of course. Which,
I mean, that's just kind of the basis for any relationship.
There
has
to be trust in any relationship. But yeah, that's I remember thinking at the time, I remember like thinking he was such a better person than I am because he didn't care if he, she was a stripper. And I was like, I couldn't possibly get over it. Maybe he's just older, older mentally than me.
I guess
he's more dead inside than I am.
I also haven't met a lot of strippers that have come across to me as being mature enough to not do that shit.
Well, yeah, we're building another fantasy woman, I guess.
Yeah.
Totally normal and trustworthy, but also a stripper.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But in theory.
In theory,
it'd be totally cool.
This is all theoretical, but yeah, I mean, I just, honestly, most of the strippers that, like, I've, you know, when you go to a strip club, they're young.
I've never been to a strip club, so I wouldn't.
Well, you haven't?
Hmm.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well, this is really a weird point then.
I'm just trying to cover my ass in case somebody else calls in and says what a horrible person I am for visiting strip clubs.
Ugh, strip clubs? Ugh.
Gross. Can you believe they objectify women like that? Ugh, sickening.
God, they expect sex in the VIP room?
Disgusting.
Ugh.
Disgusting people.
Ish.
Don't do that, Shay. Don't do that to poor Zach.
I'm not. I didn't say his name. You just did.
I know, because I know what you're doing.
I just said ish.
I know what's up.
Ish, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Porn would bother me because of what's involved in porn. She could, like, go and... I mean, my wife could go to, like, Playboy and stuff. I don't think that I would care about that.
Wait, do what?
Like, post for Playboy. Stuff like that. I don't think it would bother me.
Anyway, yeah. I mean...
10 years ago, it would have really bothered me.
Yeah. The I'd be okay with Playboy because
it's classy.
It's very classy. You know, and there's limits to my jealousy. Like, you know, a lot of guys have this fantasy of bringing like another girl in the bedroom or something else like that.
Yeah.
Which is hot sounding, but the realistic part of it is that, like, what happens if the girl likes it more? You know, and that just fucks things up.
Yeah.
I feel like that would just fucking, there's a lot of fantasies out there.
Yeah.
That I feel like are just so detrimental.
Yeah.
They're not even like, it's fun to watch in porn, but it's not fun in the real, the real world.
Best to leave them in the fantasy world for sure. There's a lot of those. Yeah. I fantasize about not having a kid sometimes.
Yeah, but you do have a kid.
I'm not going to kill my child or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, please don't.
It's best to just fantasize.
I don't
want to
have to hate you.
Would you hit me if I killed my child?
Hate.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, I would hit you. I would beat the shit out of you if you killed your child.
Yeah, good luck, dude. Good luck, bro.
I would use a weapon.
You jabroni.
I would hit you over the head with something.
It wouldn't hurt. I see what you left, son.
Shut up.
You weak kid.
Yeah, but a metal pole is still a metal pole, no matter which way you fucking swing.
No, you swing it real slow and weak. Fucking limp wrists.
Hey. Fucker.
Hey, I take you out, kid. That's all I'm saying.
He told me to use limp wrist.
He was just being nice to you.
Yeah,
he knew. Trying to make you feel better about your limp wrists.
He's trying to make me feel better about being a fag.
Hey, no, I wasn't going there.
I was.
Anyway, Shay, we're 3 minutes early. I think we can. Oh, Jesus Christ! What did I say?
My car is absolutely caked in Latino shit. Well, Irish people are white, so they would be far down on the list of people to hate. He and my black, he started cruising for Latino porn. We would download white porn on his internet-connected laptop. A white woman shitting into a Jew's mouth.
I hated that. I hate that when you do that, Jay.
Why?
I fucking hate that.
You really liked it when I first started playing it.
The one time it was kind of funny. Now I just hate it.
I know. I need to make a new one.
Yeah, make a whole CD of them, a compact disc.
I have three.
Do those exist anymore?
Compact CDs. Discs?
Yeah.
No, actually, I was going through my my closet the other day, and I found a whole bunch of DVD-Rs that I had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, And I found my old a DVD burner.
Yeah.
I kept the burner, but I was like, I'm not going to fucking ever use the DVD-Rs.
I know. I've got a bunch of CD-Rs. I should just throw them away, but it feels weird that I paid money for them, and they're new, and I just am going to throw them away now?
Yeah, but you pay money for a lot of shit that you're never going to use again. You know?
I know. It just feels weird. And I understand, like, logically, it's just going to sit in my drawer for another 10 years, and then I'm going to throw it away.
You don't even have a CD player, do you?
No.
No.
My one computer that has it is right there. Yeah. Sitting in the corner that you have not no plugged CD in players. And hasn't plugged in, you know, a couple months.
Do you even have a DVD player?
Yeah, in the storage room, unplugged, yeah. And, yeah.
The only reason I have a DVD player is because it's hooked up to my my surround sound.
Right.
Stereo. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I skipped it. During the whole Blu-ray thing and HD DVD, I was just like, I'm not doing either. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm skipping this whole next generation shit because I know that it's going to streaming. I could see the writing on the wall because I'm a genius. Go check yourself. I'm so fucking smart. I saw it coming.
I have a Blu-ray player. I mean,
idiot.
Blu-ray.
Bad call.
Blu-ray's been around forever.
Bad call.
It's been around for like 6 years. Like dude, in the tech world, 6 years is like forever.
I know. Yeah, I know. But I didn't want to have to. I mean, I bought just a crazy amount of DVDs, just so fucking many DVDs, and I refuse to buy a movie collection 3 or 4 more times. So I'll buy a handful of them, you know,
yeah,
high def on the whatever iTunes store, Amazon or whatever.
Yeah,
and the rest, that's it, man.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it again.
So we've gone into the tech segment. Are you having any problems with your? Where are we at?
Oh, almost exactly an hour. About 5 minutes.
We'll stop. Oh, about an hour?
Exactly an hour.
Okay.
What do you got?
Oh, I was going to get the Amazon, the Fire TV.
Yeah.
Do you watch Netflix with yours?
Yeah.
Do you have any weird issues with yours when it, like, it'll, like, pause and, like, then speed up and then pause?
No.
My Fire TV, not my Fire Stick, my Fire TV has started doing that.
Yeah, return it.
I'm almost considering getting
it. Toss it out.
I'm considering getting a Fire Stick for my living room.
There you go. They're like $40, dude.
I know.
Get a million of them.
But, like, my Fire TV, it's supposed to be this big, better thing. And, like, when I'm watching Netflix on it, it slows down a bit. And it's like, how am I supposed to jerk off to Friends when it's pausing every fucking 10
seconds?
You're
the worst. God dude, damn, you're the worst.
Jennifer fucking Aniston.
Friends.
Jennifer Aniston.
What about her?
She's cute.
Watch Leprechaun. That's better. It's a better dose of Jennifer Aniston.
She has the normal Junos in that.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the fixed nose.
All right. Fair enough. I don't know, dude. I haven't compared noses.
I haven't either.
You clearly have.
I was just joking. God. I hate you.
All right. Let's call it a day.
Yeah, let's call it a day.
Let's be done.
All right. So sign off for Tomcast.
I'm Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
When Jason's at the table, I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So, like, what do you think? Did you think that girl was pretty? How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short, and that dress is so tacky. Who wears Cheetah? It's not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After you get out of the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first...
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Oh my goodness.
Right in the pussy.
Oh my goodness.
Right in the pussy.
Oh my goodness.
Can you guys help me pick a filter? I don't know if I should go with XX Pro or Valencia. I want to look tan. What should my caption be? I want it to be clever. How about living with my bitches, #live? I only got 10 likes in the last 5 minutes. Do you think I should take it down?
Let me fuck it right in the pussy.